We're continuing our class in Psalms, and today we will learn about the tzinor and tzinorit. So these two look identical. They look like a sideways eight. If we're going to look in chapter 144, so we have a few of them. The tzinor has the following tune. Tzinor, tzinor. And the tzinor is the sideways eight when it appears on the end of the word. When it shows up at the very end of the word, that's a tzinor. Tzinor, tzinor. And then we have a slight pause after a tzinor. Tzinor. When it appears on any other syllable in the word, then it's a tzinorit. The same sign, but when it appears anywhere else in the word, so then you read it just like you would a munach. Remember, a munach is supportive, it's a lead-in. Munach, right? So, munach, munach, atnach. Munach, munach, atnach. A tzinorit is just like a munach. Munach, tzinorit, atnach. So the same sign, when it appears anywhere else in the word, is the same as a munach. Munach, tzinorit, atnach. Whereas a tzinor will appear at the end of the word, and then again the tune for the tzinor is tzinor.